What's going on, y'all? This is your boy Ed.
This is Joe.
Coming to you from the backyard.
That bull spit.
As always.
You know it, man.
We got a very special guest tonight.
A multi-talented.
The variety pack.
That Brandon Styles.
That's
man.
It, man. Himself.
Live.
Welcome,
oh,
man.
Oh, well, Chris Angel.
Chris Angel.
That's it, right?
I never touched you.
Didn't happen. That left her shocked tonight.
Yeah.
She was shocked.
Yeah, you blew her mind. So
their minds are like, ah.
Yeah, my mom was like, blah.
Yeah, dude. Like, I wasn't expecting.
That up close magic was unreal, man.
Yeah, dude.
But I've never seen that
special. Yeah, I've never. Yeah, it's the first time I've ever witnessed it myself.
So. When they feel it and it goes across the stage, they just, even after the show, I still look at her and say, I never touched you. They're always like, whatever.
Come on now.
They can't handle it.
You should let me just crack my eye just a little bit.
It's like, go home and go to bed and then think about that. Think about what touched you.
Oh, my Lord.
Because I never touched you.
It wasn't me. It wasn't Chris Angel. That cracked me up. When you come out with that, man, it's so sweet. Okay, so did you ever meet Chris Angel or anything like that?
Yeah, we met a lot of magicians. I lived in Las Vegas. So I got to hang out with, a lot of the people that I grew up, looked up to.
Really?
The years.
That's
cool. There's cool. A name a few was Jeff McBride and Lance Burton, Channing Pollock, and spent a lot of time with some of the greats.
Wow, that's awesome.
So that's mind-blowing.
I love magic. It's fun.
Dude, that's cool, dude. Like,
makes people feel young again. It makes them feel like they're kids, you know?
Well,
I've never seen firsthand magic.
No.
I've never seen it. Why? No.
That's awesome. All right, good.
And so you're our first, bro.
I like that.
Plain and simple. We used to have one guy that would come and turn something into a flower at our rec center or something. We were kids in school.
Uh-huh.
They'd sit 1,000 of us in the gymnasium, and the dude would do yo-yo tricks, and he'd turn his wand into roses, and he'd bounce. That's about the only magic I ever got.
Okay.
He was like, okay. What?
Deuces.
And Disney movies. And Disney movies, you know, fairy tale magic.
Yeah, you know, that stuff. Every kid wants.
But, you know, just somebody be so great at just slide a hand or however it's done, you know, man, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I just started with a magic kit like anyone else.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. See, that blows my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, like it intrigued you that much?
Yeah, it was this thing where my uncle actually, when I was really young, he back-palmed a potato, and he just reached up and pulled a potato out of my ear. I understand a coin, but, man, when you pull a potato out of someone's ear, and you're, like, this tall, you're a little tiny kid.
What?
Yeah, you don't do that. That's not possible. So I was like, man, I want to do that.
Yeah, you can't do that, huh? Come on, man.
Yeah.
How old are you, by the way?
I'm 35.
35. Wow. Okay, so, man. And you got to see some of the greats,
Yeah, dude.
Just
to see them.
And they're blessing, man.
That's awesome.
Some of their proms.
Did you ever enjoy Siegfried and Roy or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, I've only saw their shows on tape, you know, or just videos on YouTube most of the time when you come across things like that. Especially when I looked you up, magic hit the algorithm like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Completely. So, you know, I saw it. It's just amazing. Did you ever think about doing anything with tigers or any animals like that?
Yeah, I had connections to get the tigers and do stuff, but it's I do love close-up magic.
Yeah.
I'm going to be building an illusion show here too, a big one.
Oh wow.
We'll do some live stuff and escapes and stuff and
that's cool.
But I don't know. I don't think I want to haul around the tigers. too lazy for that. I'm like, I do work too much on other stuff.
I hear you, dude.
I already got to be 60 people in an hour. I'm like, I'm already tired.
Yeah, I hear you.
Sigmund Roy be riding like tigers in their backyard. They have 62 tigers. And they actually sleep in their bed. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Jeez, so what is it with the stigma with Vegas and tigers? What is it with Vegas and tigers?
When Siegfried and Roy came into Las Vegas, they told them that they were insane, that magic does not fit here. Go home. And they went door to door, and they finally got the magic show, and they were the beginning of Las Vegas.
Wow. Yeah. See, I didn't know that.
Especially tigers,
so they
too.
Saved it after the mob flopped, huh?
Pretty much,
basically. They even got Mike Tyson to buy a tiger, man.
Yeah, he owns one.
They broke the door down, though, man. Then Vegas was magic. I mean,
I believe it, man.
Copperfield, everybody wanted to be there.
See, that's crazy, dude.
Rick Thomas, worked with them. Matt King, Lance Burton. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So anybody that you could have worked with in the magic business, you've been there.
You've pretty much worked with them.
They have a little place called Boomers, and we get together and just do crazy magic.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Just getting, How cool was it to pick some of the old timers, some of the people that kind of developed it?
Oh, just crazy. It's just crazy to be around them, yeah.
Because they're probably still there in that bar, huh, or wherever they're at doing their
stuff,
huh?
Some of them have passed on.
Right,
some of them are still right there. They got the Magic Museums left over and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, and it was funny because the magic we always create, so I'll learn a trick and then I'll recreate it and make it different and tweak it. Get in arguments over what we created. Like, no, I created that. No, I created that.
That's mine, man.
That's mine, dude.
A guy named Gary Darwin. Gary Darwin, he has a magic museum there, and we got our guy. I was like, no, I made that. Like, I made that like 50 years ago.
I'll start doing magic fights, you know?
Like, who can make stuff disappear quicker? No.
Full battle royale.
Like, what you got?
Spitting cards.
Getting my arsenal, pulling my dang briefcase out of nowhere.
Yeah, like, catching lights with his thumbs.
Babies.
Just the babies.
Oh man. So, how did you, after you worked in Vegas, you know, what happened after that? Like, after, you know, you progressed?
Well, I actually worked Vegas for a little bit, and then I got a job offer to go on tour through a big agency. And then I took that because advertising and stuff in Vegas was so much money.
Right, yeah.
Like, just to stand out in Vegas under the 80, 90 plus shows there. There's like 130 in Branson. God, it's like in Vegas.
That's Missouri, right?
Vegas is a couple million bucks to stand out to start.
Wow, man.
So, like.
So, what's the second?
It used to be you could go in there and you could have a great act and the casino would take you in. And that was worth the venue. Now it's four walling seat. It's pay to play.
Okay.
So basically,
you better have the money to back your show.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Like one night could cost you $15,000 in a rental.
Yeah. So do you think doing what you're doing now, coming out here, and starting your own, and you're doing this by yourself? Are you trying to create a new magic mecca maybe out this way?
We'll still do we'll do magic shows forever, and the impression show is just, that's my main thing. There's just not many people that do that. There's a lot of magicians, but in singing impressions, they're more rare.
I don't know any other than you.
So your impression show gets the most draw?
Not really,
that they're not all great, you know, I'm just because
they are.
Everything
I've seen tonight's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, I think the impressions,
they just get over
killer talent there.
But
it doesn't mean it sells any better than magic, because people understand.
Well, magic's
magic.
Time tested, right?
They're like, what's an impressionist? AGT helped out with that too, understanding what a little bit about
the difference.
Yeah.
The difference.
Singing impressionists are weird because you can do a lot of speaking ones, but to sing, that's where everything changes.
Right.
Yeah. Trying to learn all these crazy voices.
You're Freddie Mercury, because I'm a huge Queen fan.
Okay.
Huge.
Yeah.
I'm a huge rock fan, if you can't tell.
You got it. Yeah.
And when you bust out that Freddie Mercury, I was like, that's spot on.
You do Freddie, the Axl Rose.
Frank Sinatra was another one that was spot on.
Fly me to the moon.
That is spot on.
That's great.
Yeah, they're fun.
I can't believe that.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
All that awesome stuff.
Follow me.
So what all instruments can you play yourself?
I do piano and guitar. My dad was a really good guitarist. So I like acoustic and classical stuff.
Right.
I think I'm putting Eric Clapton, Tears in Heaven, in the next show.
I'm all about Eric Clapton, man.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, man, he was a god to me.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Oh, he's amazing.
I can't play that well, but I can carry a tune on the harmonica because of Eric Clapton. He made me pick one up.
Nice.
I'm not the greatest at all, but I can carry a tune. That's thanks to the man right there, Eric Clapton. So,
Clapton's fantastic.
And your Bono, bro. Your Bono.
Yeah, your Bono was spot on.
Yeah, he's fun one too.
I think I'm
switching him out next year for this coming summer for Bon Jovi.
There you go. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, I do his 2000, like his 2000 voice, his new one that he.
The Arena Football Bon Jovi voice, huh?
Yeah, something like that. But I don't know. I'm always doing something. I'm always doing work on something crazy.
Man. That's part of your show, though, is having that variety. Well,
that's it.
Just keep on skipping it through, huh?
Yeah, it's fast.
I bet it is. I mean, because
I like whipping jackets on.
Yeah.
Well, man, you was getting it. Yeah, dude, I'm saying.
It was crazy. I think the choreography is everything's planned. Everything has to be laid out right. And
yeah,
it's funny because you put a camera backstage and watch me, I'm like whipping stuff and going,
get off me, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Go back to like,
how often do you put your wigs on backwards and have to readjust them last
Well, it's funny because now that you said that, because like Justin Bieber, like, it was just the other week I put it on the wrong way, and I never do. I mean, it's very rare.
Yeah.
Right. Usually my shows flow really well. And then, but that wig, I couldn't find a wig that hung down this low for the old school Justin Bieber. You know, you whip your hair. Yeah.
It's got to be one eye.
So what I did is I spun the wig around and bought it, and I flipped it backwards. So I have to put it backwards on every day.
Okay.
But all the other ones, if I forget and I put it the right way, I put it on the right way, and then it doesn't look nothing like them. Because right. The back hangs all the way down to here, and that's
I'm glad I asked you that, man.
So now you know. I actually wear that wig backwards.
That's great.
When I do Justin Bieber.
Heard it first. Yeah.
No one knows that.
Yeah, dude.
Like, so you also got a new some new stuff coming up. You said the murder mystery. Is that something you're just trying out here? Or?
So Diamond produces all the shows in here. That's Diamond. My wife. Yeah, give it for Diamond. She makes all this happen.
Everybody needs a good woman, man.
Yeah.
I know the feeling because I got one myself. Everybody needs a good one. Yeah. If you don't have a good one, you ain't got much for yourself.
She's backed me all the way, whatever. She's done all the touring and the organizing and kind of.
How long y'all been together and working? You know.
Man, it's been almost 20 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, we met in ninth grade. In
oh, wow. Brother, yes, they are, man. That is.
Middle school. Oh, back, high school. It's middle school.
You don't backstage theater.
So did y'all know each other forever?
Oh yeah, for a long time.
Oh, so y'all all been it's all been the same group the whole time. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, dude.
Shout out to
Caleb.
Yeah.
Caleb.
Tech Man. What's up, Caleb? Good to see you.
He moved down here for all this crap.
That's great, bro. So he's just So you were still living in Heck yeah, bro. And he was like, I got you, Brandon. That's homies right there.
That's it.
Heck yeah.
That's friendship right there.
Life.
That's awesome.
That's great, bro. You made friends like that, man.
Yeah, a lot of the support. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, when you got backing by your family and friends and stuff, that's what helps people get to the top. And, you can't do any of the stuff yourself.
Takes a village, just like raising a child, man. I'm glad you said that because
you give and take, stay humble, and be blessed, and realize what God gave you.
That's it, man. 100%. Yeah,
I believe
you're behind that statement.
Yeah, stamp of
straight
approval
from the back, y'all.
Bam.
Yeah. Straight from the back.
So y'all need to hear that.
I saw you also a comedian. So you consider yourself a comedian?
Kind of. Like I do a lot of parody work. So
okay, I see what you're saying.
Very weird. Yeah, kind of.
Your punchline comedy on the stage, the way you interacted, you knew where the crowd wanted to go.
Yeah, I can.
When you were doing the president's bit, and you heard that the Bill Clinton joke needed to come out.
Yeah.
The way you delivered it, you know what I mean?
Yes, it did. Maybe it did. I don't understand. Did it? I can't remember.
Fool me once, shame on me.
Fool me, www.com.
I don't know.
I'm from Texas.
I've got one impression, man. That's all one I can do, and I'll give it to you. Fake news. That's the only one I've got, bro. And I can't do nothing else.
They're not winning. They're really not winning. They're not fantastic. They're really not fantastic.
You're not winning.
Yeah, we do a fake news segment on every show. I'll try to throw it in there, you know. I'll do the little noise. Fake news right here.
Fake news. They're really not fantastic. They really are fantastic.
Oh, man.
So I saw something. What was it? Nashville tour that I saw you on? Or saw that you was a part of or something like that?
Maybe not that one. I'm trying to think. We did a lot of just different random tours.
And maybe I just saw it. It was just something I saw when I Googled, you know, because I was trying to find some stuff. It was something like a Nashville tour or something like that.
I don't remember.
Or something called that.
The hard thing is everything blends together, especially when you're on the road.
I imagine your days run together. Yeah,
they do. I don't even know what state I was in. I remember my mom would call me, like, where are you? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what date it is, and I don't know what state I'm in.
Right.
And you had to be on stage in 15 minutes. You know?
Yeah. I'm the last second entertainer. I'm like, dude, I got like 20 more seconds.
Yeah, really, you're right, good. Man, I can bring me a sandwich and a Coke. I'll be straight.
Yeah.
I ate a four-course meal for my 20 seconds.
Blow my nose and use the bathroom yet.
Oh, man.
And then back on the bus right after, huh?
Yeah.
Just constantly.
Go.
Constantly.
How many days a year would you run when you was running a schedule like that?
9 months out of the year.
9 months.
Maybe more.
So you almost threw up there with professional wrestler type schedule.
Yeah, it was a lot. The agency would just slide a giant stack of contracts, and you had to fulfill those and route them.
Wow.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So that's you what had people, to do this many yeah, shows.
That's yeah. what people don't get, like, when it comes down to signing contracts and what people expect out of you. Working for yourself and having your own theater like this is a dream of mine.
Oh, bro.
As far as them, I mean, you can sign a $10 million contract, but it depends on what it's worth to you.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, okay. If you got kids, if you got this and you got that, and some right. people do for it, and they find out the hard way that they have to fulfill this X amount of years.
That's as real as it gets, man. Yeah, and they're like, what am I doing?
You don't own your name. You don't know nothing.
Yeah, you're just there.
You make it. Yeah.
You go where they tell you to go.
Like, and then you're in breach of a contract if you decided not to. So, that's I could see where that could get testy really quick.
Yeah.
And you've done it too long, huh? In your eyes, you've done it too long.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, we're always doing stuff to do more, but we're not. Right. We're satisfied with everything that we've ever been blessed with.
Is there any young magicians coming up nowadays that you're interested in? That's
not really.
You're the best, bro. No, the best.
No, when they come to me for help, I give them a little advice. You know,
yeah,
things that you know, just with anything, you know.
Right.
Right, just get in the entertainment business because it's wild.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster.
I could imagine.
You know, I mean,
I could imagine. We've had this slow just rise for us.
Yeah, right. Beginning, you're promised everything from everybody.
Yeah,
right,
everyone can do something for you.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's so no when I go into somewhere and a dude's like, "Yeah, I can get you on this and do this and do this and do this and this," you just after you've done it for so long, it's like, whoop whoop.
Yeah.
And then until you sign a contract and you're doing it, that's when you're like, "Oh, cool." It worked out. You
okay,
know?
Yeah. But until you sign that contract.
Guys will tell you everything they can do for you, they use the ones to stay away from.
There's the ones that are quiet and just bring the contract that we want to listen to.
I don't know, sometimes.
Depends on what the contract says. Really,
some people get lucky, they win the lotto.
True that.
It can happen.
That's a slight chance, though, right?
Oh, yeah, always it. There's always a chance.
I mean, you never know until you try, really. That's anybody, though. You never know until you try.
I can believe that.
You know, I mean.
Because it's happening for us. You know, we woke up one night and it was just like a brainchild of mine to do this for 2 years. And I was just like, well, I come to him because you need somebody. I can't talk to myself. I don't know about you. But you got so many voices. Yeah, you could.
You could talk to 200 people. Like, what are you talking about?
Talk to a lot of people.
So, you know, and it just worked out. And when we started crossing the sea, you know what I'm saying, and getting in other countries like Ireland.
Uganda, Singapore.
And it was like what is this, you know?
Canada.
What is this?
You know, like,
so it's just nice. And for the fact that you took this chance on us, two dudes from the backyard, to come out here.
I love it.
Right. Well, I'm glad you do because I love this.
Yeah, dude.
I enjoyed that.
That was probably that's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was.
For sure, dude.
I'm going to tell you that right now is the coolest thing. And I've seen widespread panic.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, for
I've seen some nice concerts, but that was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's really wild.
You was everything I've ever wanted to see right there.
It's pretty much my whole life into an hour.
That's crazy, dude. See, that's what's wild about it.
I mean, it is
your whole life in 1 hour. I mean,
it is.
Serious. Like, I mean, I'm sure that stuff takes hours and hours and hours.
The thing is, I keep creating more shows. It's like,
that's what's
got down here, and I just...
Well, I feel like that's part of it.
Creativity started to flow, huh?
Yeah, like, I always did close-up magic. And I was really good at it. You know, I won the competition. I've done some stuff. And then I was like, I never did a real on-stage magic show. So I created that 4 years ago when I first got down here. We did my variety show, which had magic in it and dance and comedy and the impressions. This show right here, which is mostly singing and impressions. But I was like, what if we did a second show and then they could come back to that and we could give them tickets, you know, a discount, and we can do the shows together. And it worked. And people told me, even while a lot of people that I knew from Vegas said, I don't know if that's going to work.
Right.
And we did. It worked. We had people coming back to a second show.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. So I was like, man, I'm a magician, like a stage magician now.
Yeah.
You know,
both, another dream. You just continue to check that off your list.
Right. And I always did illusions. Like when I was really young, I had a casket that you could turn her into a cat, and you could do some really cool, amazing stuff. Mm-hmm. Big illusions, you know. That's my cool, father, man. And I would build them, and cool. We'd put all our time into it. But I never made a show out of it. I would do a skit, you know, do a 5-minute act.
Yeah.
Call them acts, you know. And right. Just, you know.
Well, that was great that you and your dad had that together.
Yeah.
Though. Oh, so you know cool, man.
So, yeah, that's awesome. It was. Like,
yeah. Dad's was. Here. He'll be sitting in the back. You know. Like, this one goes out to my dad.
Yeah.
Bust some Cat Stevens out.
He's like, hey. All right, that's it. He probably goes right back to that moment he sung it to you every night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every single night.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
That is awesome. Yeah.
So he has he come to every one of them almost?
Oh, yeah, he comes
to a
lot. As
many as he can, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So proud daddy in the back right there.
Yeah.
Why not, bro?
Love my dad and mom, man. My mom and dad are awesome.
Dude, that is awesome.
Man. Yeah, man, to be so supportive your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Assuming they always said, yeah, you can do that, son.
Yeah.
Yep. Matt, yeah, that's what's great.
Yeah, for sure. Like, especially to have it at such a young age.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, I'm sure it was probably, you know, something to be proud of. Like, look what my son can do. You know what I mean? Like, in a way, like, you know, for real. I mean,
and they're just as proud as of Diamond. They are me. Yeah. But she holds it all.
Well, obviously,
man.
Like I said, a good woman's the key to everything.
Yeah.
She holds the key to it. Just because you're the, you know, she's behind it. Just because you're
I sing and dance, you know?
Yeah. She makes sure everything runs smoothly.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. There's a lot more work there.
Yeah. And the light show, you just winged that and y'all just done it? That's great. The light show was amazing, too.
Oh, yeah. That's just MIDI controlled, ran through software.
Okay.
So it looks pretty.
It looks pretty, you know? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. It was a good show.
I think that's why I did it. I always wonder, like, if I was a stand-up comedian and I could just throw my little suitcase in a plane and have nothing. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But no, I wanted to be in the lights and in the smoke. And
yeah, you wanted it to be.
I love
spectacle.
The production. Yeah, I want to. When I'm up there, I feel like I'm Mick Jagger for that bit. You know?
Hell yeah.
I feel like I'm.
Like,
I'm
if that's who you
hey,
if that's who you got to be. That's
Mick Jagger's a good one to model yourself
yeah,
after.
Dude,
I'll tell you that.
You know,
he
that.
Definitely stole the show everywhere he went.
Yeah, he did. With all the hand movements and
so did you do the street and. Street magician and everything. Did you try the street performances and stuff?
Yeah, I used to do street magic a lot. Just go around and blow people's minds and record it and
yeah,
watch people freak.
I also dug up some old Napoleon Dynamite Walmart shopping videos.
I guess you did. It's probably the best impression ever. It's incredible.
That's a pretty good impression. That's really nice.
How did you manage to carry like 30 bags of Tater Tots out?
I don't even know. Just get beat up and thrown around. We were really bored that day.
It was hilarious, though. It was good. And I just stumbled across it, man, you know.
Caleb was recording that day.
Really?
Yeah, and then people were screaming because we were getting in a fight on the beach and Napoleon's getting beat up and thrown around. You can hear the people on the video screaming. He's like, stop. He's like, okay. So they're like ready to call the cops. Napoleon's getting beat up at the ice cream shop.
So is that something you've thought about getting back into, is more YouTube, things like that?
Oh, I did some TikTok, and I got millions of views in a few videos. And
see, I don't
but my time my time and YouTube and that stuff.
It's past you?
I don't know. We work so hard doing live performances.
Yes. Yeah.
That that stuff, it could easily come up, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm always up to... My parodies and stuff. I do influencing. I shoot commercials.
Yeah.
So right now we're doing a lot
We've
of.
We've seen your hot sauce commercial.
Yeah. Your Trump or whatever.
No, okay.
For that,
now we have real commercials too that we shoot from
a
video crew out of Florida. So
that's
I did a.
Sweet.
Heck yeah, bro.
I did a Fire Marshal Bill. It's old school. It's Jim Carrey back in Living Color, and I did a commercial, and the guy actually just came tonight to see the show that owns the whole company. But what we do is we make commercials and we do them nationally, so we sell them in every state in the country.
Oh,
and we're just building this really cool thing.
Enterprise,
using my magic and impressions to...
get your foot in the door, huh? Just
kick just
it
to
down.
Influence.
Just kick it down.
Brandon so basically, down. He owned an inspection company, so I did a Fire Marshal Bill and he blew the house up. And basically, you should hire a good inspector. My Fire Marshal Bill is not the one that you want.
Yeah.
Do you guys know who Fire Marshal Bill is? Do you ever seen him?
I don't.
I have seen bits and pieces of him.
Okay.
Thanks to YouTube.
Right.
I'm just slightly too young to remember all
right.
That.
So whoever doesn't know who he is.
Oh, I'm sure somebody
go on YouTube and put Fire Marshal Bill in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we'll watch it
just for me. Yeah.
All right, we will.
I'll give you the face right now for fun. Ready?
All right, let's see it. All
right.
Yeah. This is Fire Marshal Bill here. It's great to be here.
that's Fire Marshal Bill.
That's it. So.
Yeah, and I had to hold that for like 6 hours doing a commercial.
Really?
My neck hurt because you're supposed to like make it, you know, stick out in your eyes, and then my face hurt for the whole week.
I'm bad.
My face, I was cramped up.
That's a craft in itself to me, the way that you contort your face and the way you make it, and you make it look like the person you're impersonating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of Shakira and Janis Joplin, which no offense, you tried. But when you was getting into it, I could see the way you would hold your eyebrows or lift your nose when you was doing Michael to give it that raised, you know.
It's weird too, because when you do some of those voices, you can't do them without looking. How do I do Louis Armstrong and not look like that? I couldn't even do it.
Then it wouldn't get over. It wouldn't get a pop like it does.
Like Michael, I can't.
And I just thought that was great, the way that you, when you would impersonate somebody, you would somehow gain their features in a way.
Right. It makes me feel more like them when I'm doing it live.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
And then it makes, everything come out, everything works better.
Yeah, it's great, man.
Yeah.
Just the show in general, man. I cannot stress enough that you need to get down to Foley, Alabama, to the OWA to see.
Is it OWA or is it the OWA?
Yeah, that's what I meant to ask you. How do you pronounce it?
It's OWA.
Okay.
It's
the OWA.
I wasn't sure. It's Indian. It's Porch Creek. It means big water.
Okay.
Okay.
Really cool spot, yeah. And it just keeps growing. We keep adding so much stuff here. And
we
got a huge water park, indoor, outdoor. It's being built. Linked to the amusement park. It's going to be rocking.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we got a lot.
Brandon Styles will be a mainstay.
Yeah, dude.
Right here. I can't wait to come back.
This is my home.
Yeah. I can't wait. That's great.
That's awesome.
That's great that Alabama has, brought you in and you love
Alabama,
it.
Man.
It seems like that's where everybody ends up, man.
It does. It's wild, too.
And that tells you everything you need to know. Leonard Skinner was from Jacksonville, Florida, and they're singing about here. So
that's it, man.
It's just crazy. We're going to take this second and jump into a break on Anchor.
And we're back.
Thanks for listening to that.
Appreciate it.
Anchor.
Yeah. Much love, man. We're back.
So there's Brandon something I want to ask you.
All right. What's up?
Have you heard about this monolith in Utah? Have you seen it? It was on national news this past week.
I watched some news, but not enough.
It's all fake.
We found apparently there was this.
It really is fake. It really is not fake. It's fantastic. Really, it's a death.
Okay, anyway, sorry.
Oh, you're fine, dude.
I get up on a rant.
So this is when I throw it in the segment when we start talking about our world news. I'll throw that on there.
They're not winning. They're really not winning.
Sorry.
But anyway, so this monolith.
Yeah.
It, 10 feet tall, burrowed into the ground, shows up in Utah, in the middle of the desert, in a canyon.
Tell me again, what is it?
A monolith.
It's called a monolith, right? It's a 10-foot structure, triangular structure, right? It's supposedly made out of aluminum, but we don't know.
Yeah.
Well, just showed up.
These hikers just stumbled across it out in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of a random canyon. I mean, and it's pristine, bro.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. It's like shining light.
It's
know.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It just looks beautiful. Light. Okay, but that isn't the weird part. It shows up the day before Thanksgiving.
Wednesday,
last week.
Yeah.
Friday night, the guard who was watching it for the local police department leaves.
Yeah.
Comes back Saturday morning, it's gone. Private sector of the government come in the middle of the night and took it.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, but 2 days ago, one shows up in California and another one in Romania.
Babies.
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, something is wrong.
Super wrong.
Something is wrong, bro.
What are y'all bringing to the table here now?
It's just something that we talked about on the Black Friday sale episode. And it was just wild that it disappeared right after we talked about it.
Yeah.
It was on national news.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about it on national news, disappeared. And then it shows up 2-3 days
ago. Don't feel
ago.
Bad. I didn't know what a monolith was until I read the article.
Good. I'm not the only one.
But, yeah, of course, if I had my tinfoil hat, I'd put it on, What do you think? Aliens or not, man? Because this thing's 10 foot tall. I don't know if you ever carried aluminum sheet metal, right, for a roof. If you've ever carried it, three sheets of it at 10, 12 foot tall, hauled into the ground, you know, you ain't just yanking it up out of there. It ain't just disappearing in a matter of 5-6 hours.
Yeah, dude, that's like a...
Boop, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. There's no proof
that
it's...
I don't know. Like, you guys got me. I guess I don't think that hard.
I don't know. It just blew my mind because, you know, he was talking about it last week, and then next thing you know, it's gone. And then it shows back up in California.
He's like, man, y'all breaking this. Let's talk about magic again.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Chris Angel did. I have no idea.
Chris Angel, hey, that's a better guess than I've got. Yeah, for sure. I'll tell you that.
Like, it was just wild that had happened.
And fake Chris Angel. Camera tricks. Not real.
Yeah. Heck, it might be. We don't know.
Not winning. Really not winning.
Oh.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Well,
yeah, we just figured we'd get you, try to get you some insight on it. You're like, I'm just going to stay away from the alien talk, guys. We're trying to bait you into it. It's okay, though.
I just didn't want to tell you that I hang out with him every night. I just...
Oh, Lord.
It's just, yeah, it just blew my mind.
Yeah.
I just wasn't expecting.
I was on Mars like yesterday. What do you think? It's incredible.
I could listen to you do impressions all night, man.
Yeah, they're good, dude.
They're unreal.
They are. They're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you thinking on altercation tonight? You want to pick an altercation, something to debate? We normally do it every episode.
Yeah, it's just something we do.
This is Brandon Styles' episode. So
I don't know. You guys got to give me some thoughts. What do you guys want to do?
Oh, I'm fine with anything, man. Dude.
Yeah. I don't know what to debate. I don't debate.
He's like, I don't debate nothing.
I leave that up to
the people that do the show. Well, I was thinking that we might decide, you know, which one of your impressions do you think's the best? And we would decide. I know that you think they're all great.
Ooh, man. No, that's hard.
That's right. See? So, you know, I think we get into that.
There's too many. I don't know what one would be the best.
You got 200.
Yeah,
true that. I'm gonna go out and say.
Just pick my favorite ones that I like to do was like Elton John and
Michael. Your Michael Jackson was my favorite.
Yeah,
favorite.
Michael's.
It was spot on.
Yeah, it was. It was nice.
Watching fucking glide across that stage.
Like, so
that stuff, man. That stuff's fire, dude. I love dancing. Like,
yeah, I do. Too, I love it. I just have to get a few drinks in me.
Yeah,
you have to get
sliding,
you got to get a few jacks in.
You got to,
I can do the kick pretty well. Yeah, I can hit the kick.
I said, "Mama, do you mind and the fun
on the dance on the floor and around?"
You know,
it's so fun. Man.
So, anyways, and there's a point in the show where I stop, and I'm just like.
Yeah, that look, man.
It's a comedy bit, and then I get serious, and then it's comedy, and then it's serious, and I'll, you know.
Yeah, well, you couldn't really tell when you were coming in and out of it was great for me as well.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't know when you was going to stop.
Yeah.
I just like making people laugh, so even some of the serious ones, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel you there. Well, I guess we've got enough for this episode. We're going to enjoy your company a little more before it gets too late. If that's fine with you, we're going to go ahead and close it out.
Yeah, that's cool.
You want to go ahead and plug the OWA, what nights you normally perform and everything?
Yeah. If you want more information about the shows, go to BrandonStyles.com. You can see highlights there. And, we're constantly doing shows weekly. We have the variety show, which that's the show you guys seen tonight. Mm-hmm. It's got a little bit of everything in it. And then we have magic shows. Yeah. We do over, like, I think 80 to 100 shows in the tour season, which is in summer here. Mm-hmm. And then January and February, we'd have a trip down memory lane, which is a dinner show. It's another show that I created for a lot of the Stonebirds that come down for the winter. We do the 50s, 60s, and 70s music, and a lot of good stuff from Neil Diamond to Tony Bennett, Roy Orbison, the Platters. We go back.
Thought about the Temptations?
Oh, rocking those. We got some
about the OJs. You like the OJs as well?
Hey, man.
I grew up on that soul, baby.
We have some good stuff, man. Like, I'm excited for that show.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
I'm gonna try, man. My wife would enjoy this show so much.
Mine too.
I'll probably be back very soon to see you again.
Absolutely.
But,
love to have you guys.
As always, we want to go ahead and thank Brandon Styles for being here.
Very much so.
The man. That's it. The plan. The one and only Brandini in the building.
That's it, baby. God bless. I appreciate you guys for watching.
Man, we appreciate you for having us down, man.
Sure. Thank you, for sure. That is a pot for sure.
We want to, so yeah, just remember to go comment, like, subscribe, whatever, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You know the deal, man. Holler at your boys.
Appreciate it. Peace.